Welcome to everyone. I'm Astrid Julensdottir-Skouten. I started my life here as a worker of photography much later because I had a big family. And so I've been interested in photography since a very long time. And I've started the foundation just 10 years ago. So it's a big event now to have all these photographers. This is the second time I'm showing the collection, part of the collection. I've never done this before. And especially here, 19 women, because I think it's important for me to show that women are not only creative, but really engaged in what they believe, in social life, in political life, and that they are perhaps more than men, who are more elegant, superficial, but completely different.
And these are women from all over the world?
Yes, from South America and America. This is the most, and then Germany also. And it's very important for me to show all these photographers because I collected them since years ago. And it's a thing to have them in the cupboard. And then when they come out, I think, okay, I didn't make a mistake.
And you haven't seen them for years?
No, sometimes more than 20 years. Well, I've archived the work myself, so it wasn't always perfect, but all the collection is archived. I know what they look like, but to take them out and put them on the wall is something completely different.
You started this foundation 10 years ago, and was it from the beginning always your intention to concentrate on women photographers?
No, not at all. I was engaged in completely other work because I've been to Afghanistan, and I think it's 2009 or 5, I can't remember now, and I realized over there the danger of everything, but also the injustice. And the danger of integrism, because people are not at school, they know nothing. I've seen some girls over there trying to fight, not wearing the burqa, they were nearly killed. And they were telling the people, where is it written in the Quran? And they knew nothing, they can't read, they can't write. And that's why I decided to open a place here, in a difficult place of Forêt, just to work with the children here. And I'd done this for 8 years, but I had to stop because of the pandemic.
But now we can start again.
I don't know if I have the energy to start again because I lost my photographers who were very much engaged because we were following courses during the whole year with we had 10 different schools and we did very interesting books from the children whom I allowed to work, to move around in the commune of Forêt and to take pictures and to make a book of what they were seeing. So you can imagine there are kids that are going to school back home. They don't see the town. And with another photographer, Facundo Di Zuveri Argentine, he took them on Rue Route and to show, to look at the second floor, something different too. Because, well, those kids had to learn to look at. And it worked very wonderfully.
There are a number of shows coming up. After this show, you will be having another.
Oh, yes, I'm going to have a few shows. Until the end of 24 now, the foundation is very much engaged. I'm going to have Gatzilla Iturbide, a Mexican woman, very famous now in January. Then I will have a young Spanish photographer from Sevilla work on spirituality between flamenco, tauromachy, and gitan.
Gypsies.
Gypsies, exactly. And then perhaps I will have a ballet of flamenco men here because it's very spiritual. There's a special school now in Sevilla done by an American woman who's, I think, 18 now. And then I will have Ursula Schulz-Domburg in September. Then next year I will have 2 South American photographers, young. Then I have a young French photographer who will only show contact, small slides, very small slides, because it's never been done, and I think it's interesting to learn to look at.
Well, thank you very much for your work, and thank you for the interview.
Well, thank you very much to you.